long have you been involved with the Hodag's Farmers Market?
We've been with it now for, I think this is our 13th year.
Wow. And how have you seen it change over those years?
Just with the quality and the variety that has becoming available. I mean, right now we've got these organic juice vendors. We've got mushroomers. We are seeing a lot more handmade craft work come in that's really high quality stuff that you're not going to find in any kind of store. It's amazing. And that's been the big change coming up.
That's great. And so kind of going off of that, you know, if people come out to this Saturday's market, what are they going to be able to find?
Well, the produce is the big thing. I mean, the market doesn't open until 8 o'clock. We have people showing up at 7:30 lining up at our biggest produce vendor because she does a tremendous job with providing top quality stuff. She's got greenhouses and grows early in the season and late into the season. So she's got a tremendous variety. We have coffee there, which is always a good thing. We have typically a nonprofit there, which brings people in, and all the other things that I just mentioned that tend to fill in the cracks.
And why do you think it's important to have the farmers market in the community?
A number of different reasons. First of all, it is certainly good public relations for the community itself. We are a nonprofit. We support the food pantry. We support other things that like the organizations we have with the nonprofits. They don't have to pay to come in, and it's a good size fundraiser for them because people have to walk past. And they typically have craft items. They typically have baked goods, which are tremendous, and pretty much do a good job.
And what do you think people should know before they head out to the market?
Well, you should bring a fat wallet. We have a lot of stuff there. And one of the things, too, is we are still, because of the weather, in an early season. By the time you air this, I mean now in July, the bulk of the product will be available, except the things that come later in the year, like the tomatoes, summer squash, cabbage, peppers, your melons, onions, pumpkins, certainly. But you get into, you know, other things like the fresh cut flowers right now are tremendous. It's really good.
Great. Wonderful. Well, Mike, I appreciate your time and talking to me about this.
You're quite welcome.